Governor Doug Ducey wants Arizona kids to be vaccinated before entering school, calling it a matter of public safety. However, Arizona is one of the few states that allows parents to opt out of vaccinations for personal reasons. And here to tell us more about how and why the governor is weighing in on this now is Howie Fisher with Capital Media Services. Good morning, Howie.
Good morning.
So let's start with what prompted the governor to talk about this now. You interviewed him about this, right?
Yes, we talked about it yesterday. There's a couple of things going on. Number one is that Arizona saw, I won't call a spike, but a semi-significant increase in the number of kids who are entering kindergarten or sixth grade, which are the 2 points where they check, who are not getting immunization specifically for personal reasons. I mean, the state is always allowed for health reasons. In other words, you have a condition that suggests you shouldn't be vaccinated against chickenpox. State is always allowed for religious reasons. But Arizona is one of a minority of states that also allows a parent to say, I don't think so. And when we get up to a point that you're at 5.4% of children not being immunized for personal reasons, plus the religious exemptions, plus the health exemptions, there's a concern that you lose the herd mentality, or excuse me, the herd effect that keeps people from diseases from spreading very rapidly through a school.
I was interested in something here. He said, the governor said this was a slight uptick in students who are entering school who are not vaccinated. What do the numbers look like here?
Well, a slight uptick depends on where you're coming from. I mean, last year, the numbers were 4.7% of children entering kindergarten were opted out for personal reasons. Now we're up at 5.4%. Now, this gets into the percent versus percentages thing that we went through with several ballot measures. But in fact, if you extrapolate out 5.4% of kids without vaccinations for personnel reasons and extrapolate that out over the 1.1 million children in school, you've got close to 60,000 kids in Arizona public schools who are not being vaccinated, not for medical reasons and not for religious reasons. And that's a fairly large number.
So the governor also said he's not ready to make vaccinations mandatory, though, at this point. Why not? What was his reasoning there?
This is a political hot potato.
Yes.
We've seen this in other states when governors like Chris Christie made some comments about this a few years ago. There was a firestorm of protests from both sides on the thing. And quite frankly, you know, this is a very cautious and careful governor, particularly with an election coming up less than a week from now. I think that he personally supports the idea of inoculations. He said, look, you know, Angela, who's his wife, and he had, you know, vaccinated the three kids, never thought anything about it. He also said that all the science suggests that there is no link between vaccinations and things like autism. Mm-hmm. But it's quite another thing to go ahead and, again, using that 5.4% figure, anger a significant portion of the population who say it is our right to not vaccinate our children.
Mm-hmm. Last question for you real quickly, Howie. So did you get the sense when you asked him about this that this was something he wanted to address less than a week before an election?
Well, I think that he got forced into it because, as you pointed out, of the publicity over the question of the state Department of Health Services withdrawing its testing, although, again, it had nothing to do specifically with parental protests. I think he's going to let the legislature decide what to do, but I think the first step he figures is, can we do a better job of public education? And if that doesn't move the numbers significantly, then maybe, in fact, it is time to go ahead and say, okay, we've got to tighten up these personal exemptions.
All right. Howie Fisher with Capital Media Services. Thanks, Howie.
You're welcome.